It's appropriate that the Field and Stream Rescue Team, FSRT, has recently moved into an old schoolhouse. With its focus on educating, reaching out and holding workshops, along with walk-in foot traffic, the new location, the former one-room schoolhouse used from 1888 to 1950 in Lowville Park, is sure to be a point of interest to the many people who visit the park. The visible location should also help to draw more volunteers. At least that's one of the things its president David Weiss is hoping to see. FSRT relies on volunteers to help revitalize Burlington's urban areas through restoration and rehabilitation of watercourses, forests and natural areas. Events like the recent Kerncliffe Park cleanup and invasive species removal, in which FSRT partnered with Friends of Kerncliffe, and its May 13th Indian Creek cleanup are important to the community, impacting not just people but wildlife. The creek cleanup will remove litter from the floodplain that can have a harmful impact on wildlife such as migratory birds. Regular litter cleanup on trail systems helps to minimize pollution entering wetlands and forests. Weiss said those who volunteer at these events feel a sense of making a difference. Cleanups are fun and we have a lot of exciting times, he said. It's hard work and most people that leave feel they're exhausted, but they feel accomplished, like you've made a difference. Since 2001, FSRT has been keeping green spaces, streams and creeks clean and healthy. Weiss said it's appropriate for the center to be situated in Lowville, just off of Guelph Line and backing onto Bronte Creek, as it's one of many waterways volunteers have helped remove debris and litter from in the past. FSRT moved into the space in late 2022, leasing from the city of Burlington. It's the perfect headquarters for us and it backs onto Bronte Creek, where we've done quite a few restoration projects in the past, he said. Since it's an old schoolhouse, our educational theme will be perfect to educate on the environment. Another new addition to the nonprofit group is project coordinator Becca Kempin, who will be working out of the schoolhouse, running all the projects as well as marketing. They look forward to opening the location 2 or 3 times a week since there is a lot of activity in Lowville. We are always looking for volunteers and we are hopeful for great corporate donations and sponsorship especially for the area, Weiss said. We really want people to be inspired to help in the community, and take in what they learn and put that back into practice. On average, about 40 volunteers come out to each cleanup. In total, FSRT has a volunteer base of some 500 Halton residents. There's always a restoration flair to the events we do, cleaning the creek and rehabilitation for erosion control so we clean the waters to make sure we have a healthy watercourse heading into Lake Ontario. That's our niche. With Lyme disease at the forefront of many people's minds, it's even more important to improve water flow to reduce stagnant water where mosquitoes breed. In addition, Weiss said, the work FSRT does planting native species along streams helps reduce urban water runoff after rains, thereby filtering the amount of harmful pesticides, automotive pollution and other chemicals that would otherwise directly enter the stream. Donations are always welcomed, Weiss added, as it helps fund projects going forward. In addition to cleanups, funds go to run local tree planting initiatives and educate the public about the need for cleaner tributaries and waterways. More information about FSRT and how to support them is available on their website.